We asked people along Park City's Main Street what their reaction was to Thursday morning's ruling. Linda Weber, a 30-year Park City resident, was shocked and said it's just hard to believe.
I just can't believe that they think they can move into this town and take over everything. You know what I mean? Just because they have money. That's my reaction, you know? And I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, they pull in a lot of tourists. I mean, it's going to hurt us.
And Luciana Salmi said, as a past Park City Mountain Resort employee, she just thinks nothing good can come of it.
So all of these people are going to be out of a job, you know, and this resort means so much for the town, and now it's going to be owned by somebody else, you know.
Arnie Bosworth, who works at the post office, on the other hand, was less sympathetic toward the mountain resort.
Nobody has anything to complain about because the reason it is where it is, they lost their lease because they didn't do it on time. It's like I've got all these people that come in and say, $20 late fee. Well, you know, I can't hold your hand. You come in, I give you three notices that it's due. What more can I say? It's like they know that it was due. And, you know, I don't walk in their shoes. I'm just going to assume that they knew that it was due and should have taken care of it before it went into litigation. I would like to hope that they would come through, you know, that things would work out for them. It seems to me like they still want to pay the lease, don't they?
Mike Hakkarainen and his kids, Jack and Layla, live in Salt Lake City but are active at Park City Mountain Resort. Mike's a volunteer ski patrol, and his kids are on race and freestyle teams there. He says he was saddened and shocked because he thought perhaps it would somehow continue with business as usual.
We live down right at the mouth of Big Cottonwood Canyon, and we love it up here, and we love the people, but, you know, Snowbird's so much closer. And if the Cummings family bought Snowbird, maybe it's time to move over there.
Two employees at Cafe Torrigo on Main Street, Stephanie Abraham and Kimmy Sharp, expressed their disapproval.
We're skiers, so we have epic passes for all of Colorado, but I don't want my little hometown resort to be part of it. I don't know why, really. I just think that the big business is going to change it too much for the worse. I don't need it commercialized.
Yeah, I don't like it at all. I'm not for it. I moved here from Florida, and that's not what I moved here for.
Yeah,
so I would like to buy a house sooner than later, and it seems like it's blowing up even more.
Those are reactions on Thursday morning along Park City's Main Street after Judge Ryan Harris's ruling was delivered. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.